Have you guys ever used the word recalcitrant in a report?
Can't say that we have.
Okay. I didn't think it gets used normally. In studio right now with the Connecticut State Police, Sergeant Luke Davis and Sergeant Rodney Valdez. Good morning to you both, and thank you both for what you do.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Chaz.
So we begin with you, Sergeant Davis. You have an announcement.
Yes, I do. I am returning to patrol. And Sergeant Valdez is going to be taking over my position with the State Police Public Information Office.
How long have you been the spokesperson?
I've been in the position now for 18 months.
And why would you, what happened? So is this your choice?
It actually is my choice. So as far as I know, I didn't upset anybody. But there's a lot of different factors that go into it.
It's a pain in the ass, right? Did you tell him yet?
I've been briefing Sergeant Valdez as we've been going along. Yes, absolutely.
This is like you get called in the middle of the night. You get called on the weekends. You got to know what's going on. You got to get in front, like, got to always have a shirt ready to go in front of the camera.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is very much a full-time job. And when I say full-time, that's all the time.
All the time.
Yes.
There's no shift. You're never clocked out.
Right. Actually, reminds me of an old SNL sketch with Christopher Walken and Tim Meadows as the census taker. He's like, so you work full-time or part-time? I work part-time, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So you work full-time? I wouldn't say that. You know, there's large periods of time during the day that I'm not doing anything at all. But this in and of itself is in fact a full-time job. So some of the factors that go into it, some of it's personal, of course, with taking care of my family. But the other side of it, too, is professional.
How big is, what do you got going on for a family?
It's my wife and I.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But, so not like a million kids you got to run around the games.
No.
Yeah.
No, but my wife deserves to have more time with me.
Oh, really? Does it take that much time?
Sometimes it does, you know, and when you have that factor of always working, you know, being there but not really being there, you know, she deserves better. So I'm taking that time, and there's something to be said for when your shift's done, it's done. So
right.
That's what we're looking at doing now. And on the professional side of it, I've really enjoyed this opportunity and being able to tell the story of the state police and to define the mission of the state police. But I still have quite some time to go in my career. And
how many years are you at now?
13 years. 13 years.
So what do you go to, 25 or 30?
25.
Okay.
So I'm a little over the halfway point, and I'm not.
So you're already feeling burn. And you're like, I don't want to burn out now. I have I got over a decade to go. I don't want to burn out now.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that I'm, you know, walking out of this entirely. I'd be open to the possibility of doing this job again, but the large part.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. The large part of
that's
me, though.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that is
Sergeant
weird.
Sergeant Valdez, don't you think that's weird? He's leaving.
He's a glutton for punishment.
I'll come back and do it again.
Well, I'm not done being a part of that mission, you know, and I am passionate about being in the field and supervising the work of troopers that are carrying on that mission of the state police. So there's actually a certain dialogue that you might recall between Robert Loggia and Bill Pullman that I think resonates quite well. Mr. President, I'd sure like to know what it is you're doing. I'm a combat pilot, Bill. I belong in the air.
Did you just call Independence Day?
Independence Day. This is, by the way, the coolest announcement from a state police sergeant ever.
So, Grant, same church, different pew. I'm not a pilot, but I am a road trooper, and that's what I'm passionate about doing.
Okay. Sergeant Valdez, you hear everything he just said, and you still want to take the job?
I'm still thinking about it. I'm almost there.
Do you have a family?
Just one daughter right now.
Okay. All right. Does she need you around or not really?
She's a grown teenager.
Okay, there you go.
She's going on 30.
She's not so five.
No.
She's trying to get rid of you. If anything.
She's going on 30. How old are you?
I am 47.
Okay. I was going to say, you look like you're in your, I would say younger 40s, but okay, you age well.
Thank you.
All right. You don't need to be. Yeah, she's fine.
She's okay.
She's good. So you're ready to. So how does this work? Do you pick him or the state police picks him? How does this happen?
The selection for Sergeant Valdez came directly from the top, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to feel good.
Oh, wow. That's good.
The Pope?
Yeah, I would have to guess. Yeah, was there like white smoke?
Yeah.
They do this whole thing. They go into a room.
Pretty close.
And we don't hear from them for days, and then there's white smoke. So do they ask you or do they tell you?
It's a tell ask.
How does that go?
Well, no, I mean, he approached me and asked me if I
like
was
Valdez,
interested.
Come in my office. Have a seat. Close the door first. And then you're like, oh, great.
The blinds were closed. I mean, it was... candles came out. It was brutal.
You were either getting fired or promoted, and there was no in-between.
Right. So before I got fired, I said yes.
Yeah. Wow. Does that come with a pay increase?
No.
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 Okay.
That's a lot of work, man.
Yeah,
it is.
Good for you.
Well, there's a little bit of a difference with us being under the MP1 union versus command staff at MP9 is all those extra hours that we're working after the fact. So we know how it is, you know, for lieutenants, captains to always be answering the phone. The difference is we're actually getting compensated for it. So there is some upside to it.
Wait, so there's like overtime or whatever?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. I mean, if we're working extensive periods of time, you know, in the off hours, then we're getting the overtime pay for it rather than it being, you know, comp time that you can, you know, take later in lieu of working a regular day.
Right. Okay. All right. That's good.
It's good.
So you're not going to take a pay decrease other than the overtime you're getting.
Correct. But of course, you know, we're still short staffed statewide.
What's the deal with that? Why are you guys short staffed? No one wants to be doing this now?
Yeah, it's just a change in the world as we live in today, you know, where it's been more difficult to find good qualified people that want to come on board to be troopers.
That's the problem. The good qualified people. Where they're not showing up stoned, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's pretty wild.
That's correct.
Like, so everywhere I go now, I just smell weed. You go to like a carnival or a fair where there's like 5-year-olds to your right, and then to your left is like weed.
I was at one yesterday. I was at a fair yesterday. That absolutely happened.
By the way, you guys, take a look at this guy.
Do you think I've lost since the first time he was in studio?
Can you give him a drug test right now?
Like, can I do the physical? You think I could make it? Can I be a cop?
Hey, if you can meet the standard, absolutely.
Well, I'm saying, you know, do you think I could do it though?
Look at
No. Okay.
See,
no.
What about that neck tattoo of the crown coming? Like, is that acceptable for the state police?
All right. That's okay.
Yeah, his t-shirt will cover.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
I don't think he's going to pass the car for some reason.
No, but Vince is who's showing up to test now, and they're like, sorry, man, can't do it.
Yeah. Is there an obstacle course I can run? I'll do it. As long as I get a smoke break.
What's the longest you've gone without smoking weed?
I don't know. How long do you usually sleep at night?
Okay. Right.
Jesus.
No, I was driving somewhere in the morning. What morning was it? I don't remember, but I'm like following these cars. I'm smelling weed. And I'm like, who is smoking at this time of the morning? I have a different existence, I guess.
I do too.
You got a short commute.
I don't want to judge. Whatever. It is what it is. Sergeant Luke Davis, Sergeant Rodney Valdez in studio. Sergeant Luke Davis stepping aside from the spokesperson position. Sergeant Rodney Valdez stepping in. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So we'll be talking to you. So we need your cell number now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. And you're also a movie buff.
I am.
Holy smokes. So we have two movie buffs / state police sergeants in studio.
I like that movie buff comes first there.
That comes first. So do you think we can stump them? All right. How good would you feel if you went into work and said, yeah, I made a state police sergeant look like a dope on the air?
Is that the prize?
That's the prize. Can you stump them with a movie line? And I mean dope in the nicest way possible, by the way. Sergeant Luke Davis, good friend of the show here, just announced that he's stepping aside as spokesperson. Sergeant Rodney Valdez with the State Police in studio, and we just announced that he'll be stepping into that role. They're both movie buffs. Can we prove them wrong? I'm going to do this for you, Sergeant Valdez, because you're going to have to get used to this. We're going to play. It's going to make it sound like we're in a press room. And cameras are going off. Okay. So you're going to have to start getting comfortable with the sound of cameras going as you speak. All right. 203-882-9757. Call in a movie quote. Dave in Wallingford.
You got a pool over there? Yeah, we got a pool and a pond. Pond would be good for you. That's it.
There's stunned silence right now.
Hit me with another one from the same movie.
The same movie? You know, chinch bugs, manganese. A lot of people don't know what that is.
Oh, he's got the voice and everything.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That voice.
Ooh. Here he is. He's going to run a boy in Augusta. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he hugs up. He's going to hit about a five iron.
Caddyshack.
Oh. Yes.
Well, Jesus, it's about time.
All right, at least they
I'm
were
an eligible
able.
Anyway, because I'm going to Adam Sandler. I want tickets to Adam Sandler, so whoop-a-dee-doo.
Well, he reminded me of some Rodney Dangerfield from that movie. Oh, what do you get with this? A free bowl of soup? Oh, just looks good on you, though.
Hey, looks good on you, though.
Eyeballs he does right after that laugh.
Hey, I got to tell you, Wang said, don't tell him you're Jewish, okay? Here we go. Okay.
All right, Danny.
He's good. That's a good That's a good run.
That's a good run.
Jessica in Bristol.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure you prefer Manischewitz, but that would look a little funny on my table.
Did I say there were movie buffs?
I can give it away with another line from the same movie if you'd prefer, but I figure the whole thing is to stump them, so.
Right.
Well, try to meet us in the middle. This is something else from the same movie.
I can't tonight. I got to meet Tutty. Oh, come on!
Does anybody know?
Yeah.
You do, Phil?
Yeah.
So go for it, Phil.
What is it? That's Goodfellas.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah.
It was, I don't know why that took me so long to figure out. The Manischewitz thing should have given her away right away.
Yeah. Funny how.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Exactly, but that would have given it away.
Yeah. You're right. It would have.
Yep.
Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah. All right, bye.
All right. Mike and Nugatuck.
Morning, boys. Morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Good morning, officers.
Good morning.
Troopers.
Troopers. Good morning, troopers. Sorry. I don't want to get pulled over.
What kind of car are you driving? Where are you right now?
Yeah.
Last one. Right now, I'm in Waterbury in a blue Toyota Highlander.
I'm sure you're not.
I promise I pulled over to do this, too.
Okay, thank you.
I don't hear a lot of road noise. I think he did.
All right, so my quote, it's a little bit of a conversation, so hopefully you guys can get it. I don't want fop, goddammit. I'm a Dapper Dan man. Well, there's no need to curse, son. I can get you Dapper Dan, but it'll take about 2 weeks. Well, isn't this place a geographical oddity? 2 weeks from everywhere.
We thought you was a toad.
Yes.
Oh, brother, we're
they never
right
did
now.
Turn me into no toad.
Nice job. Thank you, Mike. What movie
right,
was
that? Boys.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
That toad scene is such a good one.
It really is.
You know, these things give you warts.
Well, we appreciate you guys breaking this news here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do every day. You know, we kind of forget the things that you have to see and the things you have to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Your Sergeant Davis, your most memorable time, probably the most difficult announcement you had to make was when you lost a trooper.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it had to be the toughest.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I will be completely transparent with you about that. Even with all my time in the field, having to hold a news conference to talk about losing one of our own, somebody who I actually knew and was close with before even getting on the job. We went to college together. It's probably one of the most difficult things I had to do in my career.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
Do you have a favorite moment you remember?
One of my favorites would definitely be coming in here.
Oh, nice. See that, Sergeant Valdez? You got to come in here.
I got it.
This is going to be a highlight.
We could be the reset button for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a unique experience, you know, especially for us dealing with the media. And this is probably one of our best opportunities to show that we're also people and have a little bit of fun while doing it. And also still defining the mission of CSP and carrying on with our day-to-day activities.
We were talking off the air about, you know, how you guys aren't real jovial when we get pulled over. Like, our encounters with the state police generally start with, you know, how fast you were going or something of that nature, you know?
Right.
And I remember, I think we had Paul Vance on, and I said, you guys are really, you know, very, like, robotic when you come up to the car. And it's like, you know, we see things that, you know, happen after you speed. So when we're pulling you over for speeding, you know, we're kind of just thinking, what are you doing? You know, you're crazy.
If you only knew what we knew. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. If we saw, remember when you were a kid, they would show those movies in school?
Like Blood on the Highway?
Yes. Oh, man.
Driver's Ed. It was like, we walked out, like all the kids are stunned silent. I was like,
Just starched yet?
I mean, we should bring that back. It's a good reminder. You got to drive right. And the drivers are getting crazier.
It is.
They're getting nuttier.
It's never comfortable to stand on the side of the highway.
No.
I've been doing this for close to 20 years, and I'm still uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Tractor trailers passing 75.
That's right.
Scary.
Where the car's shaking.
Not
if they're coming by, they're so close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, be careful, both of you.
Thank you.
And you're going back out into the road.
I'm going back out to Troop D.
So now if I get pulled over, I'll have to say, I know Sergeant Randy Valdez.
Say both. Yeah. Just use both.
Yeah, I'll use both. Thank you both.
Thanks
for coming in.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you all.